Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm John Batzler. This is the Friends of History Debating Society special edition Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. These last days, Jeff has been watching the Caldor Fire. Of all the wildfires, this one is moving towards the large and important settlement of Lake Tahoe Basin on the California-Nevada line. Jeff, when last we spoke, it was 12 miles, and then I've seen a report of 8 miles from the Tahoe Basin. Where is it now? Can we approximate?
Good evening, John. Right now, it's about 6 to 7 miles from Tahoe Basin. That number is probably going to decrease over the evening as the conditions change. This is an aggressive, fast-moving fire, and now we're about to get into conditions that make it even tougher for the firefighters to deal with.
Because we can only guess where it's going. Right now, the track of the fire, it's important to mention the wind conditions. I understand they died down over these last 24 hours. Is that correct?
They did, but they're expecting the pickup to be at least 35 miles an hour. So when you get wind conditions over, say, 15, 20, it really causes erratic fire behavior. It causes these, almost like exponential growth of the fire fronts at times. And it helps the fire leapfrog fire lines by sending burning embers and other materials into areas that have not yet caught fire or have not been backfired yet. So that's a big, big problem. And of course, as a fire rolls on, generating its own wind and its heat, then, it creates this firestorm that's almost unstoppable.
Because the fire is, assuming, driving towards Tahoe, can it be stopped, Jeff? How do they stop it?
It's going to be very tough to stop. What they're going to have to do is, last night they made some ground, or at least they held their ground, because of some very good work backfiring. In other words, they set fires in front of the ongoing fire with the hope as the fire gets there, there won't be any fuel for it to burn. It's a controlled burn situation. There's a science to it, but again, conditions can change, so it doesn't always work. They're going to need some help with the humidity. The humidity continues to drop. That's a problem. The winds, as I pointed out, are a big problem, and those play into whether or not they can get aircraft in the area to do water dumps or to do retardant dumps in some of the areas. That's going to be very difficult. And being in a basin, it makes it even more difficult for pilots to get in there. The winds, the inversion, the heat, the wind, everything, it's crazy.
We have this report from London, The Guardian. Spiking temperatures, increasing winds, added to the challenges faced by firefighters battling blazes across Northern California, including the huge Caldor Fire, which continued its march toward Lake Tahoe Resort region. Flames churned through mountains just a few miles southwest of the Tahoe Basin, where thick smoke sent tourists packing at a time when summer vacations would usually be in full swing. And then there's a dramatic photograph of what you've described, Highway 50, which looks like a pleasant two-lane highway in the middle of a storybook forest. But instead, it's all colored orange, like I would say this looks like a science fiction movie where the Martians have landed and are taking over the atmosphere.
It's got that very dystopian feel to it, between things being burned out, actual flames on the sides of the roads you'll see in some photos and video, and the debris, the ash that is coming down. It's really nightmarish, and it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It could be high noon. You look up, you can barely see a sun at all, just a little speck of orange in the sky. It's really an otherworldly experience to be in those types of fires. I've been there before in those types of situations. And at times you can lose your sense of where you are. That's can be difficult. The wind blowing this hot air and embers at you becomes very difficult. I think you made a very good an analogy to saying it feels like you're in a science fiction movie, because it does not feel like you're on Mother Earth, that's for sure.
Jeff, for those of us who do not live in California, is this normal?
It's not really normal this time of year, this, with this kind of intensity or this, these fires of this size. I was listening to the Cal Fire Chief today. He's over the entire incident. And he said, look, this fire season's come early. It's a very difficult fire season. Our guys are already burnt out, and it's only August, end of August. And we still have a couple months of this kind of weather to go through. So, yeah, it's a different kind of year than we've had before. And, of course, the drought is playing a major role in it. And the dry seasons we had before this that made this vegetation that was lying all over the forest floor even drier. It's just a recipe for disaster.
I watched a video my brother sent me of the firefighters walking down a burning line of forest with a hose spraying these large trees. Perspective was a little distorted because the camera was back some. But it looks overwhelming, hopeless to stop that fire. Everything was ablaze, and the cinders were hot and flying everywhere.
Sometimes all they can do is just to kind of keep the fire at bay or keep it from engulfing them. That likely where that footage was taken was near a settlement where they had supply of water. Most of the time, the firefighters, when they go into these situations, sometimes they do have small pumper trucks, but what they're usually doing is they're hand-cutting lines. So they're cutting lines in the earth in these steep mountain terrain areas so the fire can't cross these ditches, essentially. They're trying to deal with dead vegetation. They're starting backfires. It is a labor-intensive 12 to 18 hours a day in triple-digit weather with high winds and the danger of fire. I can't imagine anything more stressful.
If it gets to Lake Tahoe Basin, do they just let it burn to the edges of the shore? Do they back off, Jeff? Is there anything big that they can fight for once it gets to the lake?
Well, they'll be fighting plenty. There are plenty of residences around the area and businesses. There are ranches. There are those large estates and mansions that you and I have talked about, marinas with million-dollar boats in it. And, of course, you have the communities that support the tourism there, recreation. And on the Nevada side, you have gambling and hospitality. So, there's billions and billions of dollars worth of property and assets there that they need to protect. And you'll see them, if they need to, will be taking those kind of Alamo last stands throughout the entire firefight, because they don't want to cede any ground to this fire that they don't have to.
The Caldor Fire, within, Jeff says, 6 or 7 miles, and the wind conditions to improve, that is, strengthen, over the next 24 hours. Pacific Watch, special edition. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.